Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 13th. Welcome to Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio. My name's Tom Press, and this is the Inquisition Update. We're standing in front of the juvenile court building at the corner of Hazel and Fifth Street in Texarkana, Texas. And there's a Holy Roman Inquisition taking place in this courtroom as we speak. Our Vatican-controlled government and our Vatican-controlled law enforcement have raided the compound, the quote-unquote compound of Tony Alamo Ministries. Having never found any justification for the raid, they abducted the children. 36 total. 36 children have been abducted, taken into protective custody, placed under Department of Human Services custody, and then separated from their parents and separated from their siblings, and they're being interrogated and used to draw false testimony against their pastor, Tony Alamo, and their parents. Tony Alamo Ministries is a mainstream Bible-believing Protestant religious group. They all live together. They worship together. They serve the Lord together. They tell the truth together. And they pass off Christian literature. Is that a crime? For decades, this ministry has been persecuted by the government because they're a non-ecumenical Protestant group. Living together, loving together, praising God together, and reading the Bible together. And they're sharing their faith with the public, anybody that'll listen. Is there anything wrong with that in Christian America? I met this morning with the Krantz family, Greg Segal, Carlos Parrish, and Deborah and Richard Andrasek, who were in there getting the bad news about their kids. What's their crime? Simply raising those kids in a Bible-believing Christian community and passing out literature. Because it's disgruntled members who were kicked out of the community, who couldn't toe the line, who couldn't obey the rules of the community, who were kicked out, have decided to target Tony Alamo and bring up false charges against him. As a result of repeated raids over decades, they've never maintained a justification for any of the accusations. And this one is just the last of many. In 91, they did a similar raid. Couldn't find any reason to persecute or prosecute these people. But they took their property, they took their money, they laid their guns down on the table, and just harassed them, took their money from them. Now remember, we've read in the book the history of the Waldenses by J.A. Wiley. We saw what the Vatican did to them. There's nothing different. It's just a different century. The persecution of God-fearing people who are non-Catholic and non-ecumenical is becoming public policy in this country. This is not a satanic sect. What about the Wicca? What about all the admitted diabolical believing organizations in this country who operate without persecution? It's like I was telling a reporter from the Gazette, who's standing here on the corner with us while we're picketing. Any member of this group could sit beside me in my Baptist church and I wouldn't know any difference between them and me. They read the same Bible, they say the same prayers, they worship the same way I do. The trouble is, they live in South Arkansas and they hand out literature. They can't find any justification for any of this. But now these kids have been separated from their parents. They've been separated from their siblings. They're under Department of Human Services custody. And they're being systematically interrogated among strangers. among strangers in a stressful environment, separated from all familial connection. And the object, obviously, to anybody with a brain, is to make these kids cave under pressure, to make a deal with the prosecutor so they can go home with their parents. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're not going home with their parents. This government lied to these families. They have no intention of restoring their kids to their homes. Is America going to put up with this? Now, the other day, we were in the chat room during the broadcast. There was a member of the opposition in the chat room. And I'll tell you, just like I told that member in the chat room, if you can live in this country and know what's happening to Tony Alamo Ministries and support it, then you yourself will eventually be subject to the same type of persecution. If you are non-Catholic, if you are non-ecumenical, you will bring this Inquisition down on yourself by supporting it and giving it public support. Now, I think we need to rise above whatever personal grudges we have with Tony Alamo, because he kicked us out of his compound for violating standard rules in a Christian community. No alcohol, no drugs, no promiscuous sex, nothing illegal. And because they wouldn't conform to the standard biblical teaching, they were not allowed to live in the Tony Alamo Ministries, and they were asked to leave. And now they've brought up all this heinous false accusations against this group to sway public opinion, to be able to justify a government that's hungry for this type of thing to once again persecute this organization. A persecution that has spanned decades. No, there's only been one accusation that ever stuck, and that was that Tony Alamo made a mistake on a tax return. That's bogus too. This was a 501c3 tax-exempt Christian organization. Tony Alamo was making money with the jackets that he was selling all over the country, and the government wasn't getting Peter's pence out of it. So they took away his tax-exempt status, and then they told him he was a tax evader. Now, when you write the laws, when you sit behind the bench and you make the rules as you go along, we could all be tax evaders tomorrow. And isn't this just like the persecution that we saw in the history of the Waldenses with J.A. Wiley? Isn't this the same kind of persecution that we saw in the book Terror Over Yugoslavia by Avro Manhattan? Now do you know why I read these books? The United States is a free religious country. We're guaranteed in the First Amendment of religious freedom. Congress shall make no law abridging the free establishment of religion, or shall make no law establishing religion or interfering with the free exercise thereof. What we are seeing in the persecution of this non-ecumenical Protestant community is a de facto establishment of religion in this country. It's the Roman Catholic religion and the ecumenical Protestant religion that they're establishing in this country by persecuting these people. They only got one flavor of Christianity in this country, and it's Catholicism, and those who will eventually yield to Mass and yield to taking the Eucharist and yield to worshiping on Sunday. The Pope has declared both in this country and in Europe that the world needs a day of rest, and it ought to be Sunday. Well, God's day of rest is the seventh day according to the commandment in Exodus chapter 20. But God has a counterfeit. He calls himself the Pope, the Vicar of Christ, the replacement of the Son of God. He demands all the power of God on this earth to change rules, to change times and to change laws. And he indeed changed the Sabbath in the Council of Nicaea. Now these people still worship on Sunday. But they know the truth about the Vatican. And they know the truth about how the Vatican controls our government. Tony Alamo's been preaching about it for decades. And now our Vatican-controlled government wants to shut him up. And this is how they do it. False accusations. Keep the kids away from their families to make them crack, to make them come up with a deal. To make them come up with a deal so that the government can solidify this accusation against Tony Alamo. And they're using the kids to do it. They're using the parents to do it. What parent who wasn't grounded in the truth could stand this type of pressure and not cave in and admit some slanderous accusation against Tony Alamo and get their kids back? I'll tell you who. This group. Who read their Bibles and know that God has a law. That man ought not to bear false witness against his neighbor. That's how you can live without your kids for days and weeks and months and years. And still tell the truth. This isn't face saving. This isn't about saving the ministry. This is about telling the truth. And the people of this free America, if it's still free, have every responsibility to see that these people can continue to worship God according to the written word of God, according to the leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit, and according to the dictates of their conscience. Now, if there were pedophilia going on in this compound, I'd be here condemning them. If there was polygamy going on in this here quote-unquote compound, I'd be here condemning it. But none of it's true. None of it's true. Some disgruntled members who were kicked out of this compound have repeated the lies, which is picked up by the mainstream society who wants rid of these people for just passing out literature on Main Street. An organization who donated a generator for South Arkansas so that if the power goes out, the city can still generate power. What kind of a justice is that? I want to see the evidence against Tony Alamo. I want to see the evidence against these parents. But do you know something? I'm sitting here on this corner. These people are forbidden to defend themselves. They're forbidden to talk about the case. They're forbidden to talk about their inquisition. What America is it when the accused has no defense? What kind of America are we creating by allowing this atrocity to take place? I'm looking at these people, and there isn't one of them I wouldn't take home with me. I'd be proud to be associated with these people. But the mainstream media would have it that this is a cult, that there's something extremely strange about this group. The only thing that's strange is they all want to live together. Like the first church after Pentecost. They want to be free of the filth that we see on the streets. Prostitution, drug abuse, profanity. They don't want to go to the state churches to be taught about liberty in sex, homosexuality. This is a chaste community. They want to educate their children according to the scriptures. Why shouldn't they be free? And whatever happened to the charge that they had guns? Whatever happened to the charge that they had kiddie porn? Whatever happened to the charges that they were selling kiddie porn to this Bible-believing Christian community? Well, I want to see the evidence. The man from the Gazette standing over there, he ought to want to see the evidence. Everybody in this community ought to want to see the evidence. And these family members ought to be able to tell their story. Yet they're gagged. They can't even defend themselves. I risk the family members being arrested if I'm seen talking to them. What kind of justice is that in this country? I'm ashamed to call myself an American if we're going to allow this persecution to take place. God have mercy. God have mercy. The only justice that could be rendered in this case is that they either show the evidence that they have against Tony Alamo, or they set him free. And they set them kids free. And they return them to these clean, decent, well-fed, well-educated, well-schooled homes where they can continue in their community to serve God's people in this world. They can continue to provide Bibles and gospel tracts and literature and provide finances for those who need a well in Africa, who need a water tank in Africa, who need Bibles in Africa. They're hungry for the truth in Africa. The United States is hungry for pornography and filth on the television. They're hungry for the lies that are told in the mainstream media newspapers. They like salaciousness. They like bad news. Well, this organization is all about good news, the good news of Christ. Where's the outrage? Who's listening out there? Just Tony Alamo's accusers? Is that the only people in this country that care about Tony Alamo's, his accusers? Those on the false forum who make a life out of desecrating these families? Our government is controlled by the Vatican through the Council on Foreign Relations. The head of the Council on Foreign Relations is the Archbishop of New York, Edward Cardinal Egan. He's advised by the Jesuits of Fordham and Georgetown University. They control this government all the way down to the Department of Human Services. The people that are imposing this inquisition on Tony Alamo and his families are compartmentalized. They don't know who they're working for. They believe they are sincere Bible-believing Christians doing God's work. They sincerely believe that there's something wrong with Tony Alamo Ministries, and they want to protect those kids. I have no criticism for people who try to do justice. But they don't know who they're working for. They're compartmentalized. Only the people at the top know what this inquisition is all about. Everybody else is just doing what they're told. They're guiltless. Yes, even those who are sitting behind the bench thinks he's probably doing God's business to protect these kids. That's a laudable thing. But who's behind the persecution? That's a question every American needs to answer, to investigate. It's the honor of kings to investigate a question rather than to just take and repeat the gospel and the lies. I invite anybody to come to South Arkansas and Texarkana, Arkansas, and see these people for themselves. See if they look like cult members to you. Go to their church. Eat their food. Go to their Bible studies. Go to their church services. Stay a while. See how long they can put up the pretense that they're a cult rather than a Bible-believing community. See how long they can keep up the pretense. I'll tell you how long. Decades. Did you last that long? Looking for a sleazy story? Could you last decades to come up with enough sleeves to even accuse one of these members of this family? This is an outrage. And those who support this persecution are bringing the same type of persecution down upon themselves. The Vatican runs this country, and if you're not Catholic and if you're in a non-ecumenical church, you're going to be under the same type of persecution. They've taken the Bible out of the church, out of the schools. Why? There's too many carry the King James Version of it. Too many people believe in the King James Version of it. That's not an ecumenical Bible. That tells who the Antichrist really is, who the false Christ really is. And if you compare the words of the gospel with what's happening in this country, it starts to look too familiar. You got to find another source of truth, something that's compatible with this Vatican-controlled government and this Vatican-controlled society we live in. You got to quit talking about Revelation chapter 17 and who it's really talking about. Because if you read Revelation chapter 17, it's just too obvious. If you read Revelation chapter 17 and 18, it's just too obvious. Especially when you've got somebody like Inquisition Update and Tom Press to tell you the truth. It's the business of Inquisition Update to investigate a matter rather than to just repeat the lies. And I'm here on the corner of 5th and Hazel, in front of the juvenile court building, a big white Art Deco building, stone building, where the courts are facing off with the families and telling them what's going to happen to their kids. How many of us could sit in this court being falsely accused and having our kids taken from us? How many of us could do this without lashing out and becoming contempt of the court? This kind of unrighteousness and injustice can't be tolerated in this country. Yet these people do it without a tear in their eye. I can't believe it. I walk around these people and I think, where's the passion? Are you real or are you phony? There isn't a tear on this corner. They're smiling. You know why? Because they've suffered this type of persecution for decades. They're used to it. And they have faith. They have faith in the one who created them. The same one they've had faith in for decades. They just patiently suffer this persecution. They keep Christ on their lips. And they carry on. Could you do it? You and your ecumenical Protestant apostate churches. I'm going to stay right here on the corner, Hazel and Fifth, in front of the courthouse till you get back from the break. If I can hear you, I'll take calls. My name's Tom Press. You're listening to the Inquisition Update on Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio. We'll be back right after the break.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier today by calling First Amendment Radio at 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773. Or order on the web at firstamendmentradio.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Nicholas here. I used to lug those big jugs to the market to fill with water from those coin-operated filter machines, 25 cents a gallon or 5 gallons for a buck. I used to. Then I got the big Berkey. Now I've saved my back and hundreds of dollars, too. I was paying $600 for the same 3,000 gallons of water that a pair of black Berkey filters will provide from my own tap for only $99. This means that your Berkey water system will entirely pay for itself with only 1,500 gallons of use, and then you will still have 1,500 gallons left before you need to replace the filters. Do the math. Stop throwing your money away on bottled water and filter dispensers that may or may not be delivering as promised. For a limited time, First Amendment Radio is offering 10% off on the most popular Berkey water systems. Visit the shopping page at firstamendmentradio.com or call us at 559-781-3773 for more information. Leave your name and address and we'll send you this special offer. Do it now. First Amendment Radio is an authorized distributor of Berkey products.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from firstamendmentradio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at firstamendmentradio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
Derek. Welcome back to the Inquisition Update. You're listening to Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio. Again, we're standing on the corner of Hazel and Fifth in Texarkana, Arkansas, in front of the juvenile court building. A big, white, stone structure, an Art Deco-style building. Standing here with protesters on the corner, some peaceful picketers, reading, Let Our Children Go. AlamoMinistries.com. Stop the Inquisition. And I'm talking to a couple of mainstream media reporters during the break, and I understand that during the break we had a caller, Terry from Los Angeles. Go ahead, you're on the Inquisition Update with Tom Press.
Hi, Tom. We can hear you loud and clear here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And thank you so much for your fight and your stand, and we really appreciate you and Greg and Nick and the First Amendment Radio. And Pastor Alamo is responsible for winning my soul 38 years ago out of a life of drugs and crime and ignorance and darkness. And because of his teachings in the Bible, I've been transformed into the glorious liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's something worth fighting for. Tony and Susan Alamo preach faith and strength and have taken care of us all through the years and made us into through the scriptures and through not just the scriptures. One of the very first things they said to us when we were born again, they said, don't you believe us or what we're saying. You go into that Bible and find it there for yourself. Find out what we're telling you is the truth, and that's exactly what we did. We've seen many souls come year after year, and we've seen people fall away as well. People that had glorious, glorious transformations and received salvation. But just like the scriptures say, and thank God for the scriptures, they said that they would be turned over to believe a lie. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country. That's exactly the fulfillment of these people that have gone to court to testify against the very person that won their soul and took care of them for year after year after year. And Tom, I want you to know that my husband and I, we've been married for 34 years. We got married in the ministry. And because of Pastor's glaucoma, my husband and I have driven him across the country. We are firsthand witnesses that these accusations of these sexual charges are not true. We know. We know that to be a fact. They are not true. These are false allegations. And we're here to say that we know that this is the battle. This is the end time that our pastor preaches about in the book of Revelation. This is the beast, the Antichrist, and they've gotten together ignorant bunch of small-town people that only want to listen to the lies and the accusations. They're just like the people that stood around the cross of Jesus Christ and said, if you're the Son of God, save yourself. They're the same group of people that said, you know, come down, if you're Christ, come down off that cross.
Right.
And I just
sister.
I just wanted to call in and tell you thank you very much for your stand and for joining us in this work. And I want to say also that I live in Salk as well. My husband and I travel. That's where we're in Los Angeles in the ministry. And we have our houses, our own houses, and our own properties. We chose to live next to one another. We don't live in the same house. We have our own houses. But we chose to be in the same community. And as you said, to worship the Lord together, to serve the Lord together, to see the gospel. This ministry has gone from a street ministry from Hollywood and Sunset Strip. And as you said in your broadcast, we've seen persecution after persecution down through the years, but that did not remove the faith out of our hearts. And it made us stronger, and it separated the weak from the strong, just as this very Inquisition is going to do right now. This is the trial of our faith to see if we're going to stand. And we have seen God bring us through one hurdle after another, one difficulty of mountain after another, and we're believing God for a miracle. We're believing God because God's word is faithful. And if we're praying and we're seeking God with all of the heart and all the soul, God is going to bring us through this. And we're confident of that, but it's not without a fight. And it's not without, we're just very thankful for you, Tom, and what you're doing and joining in the fight here with us.
Well, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Absolutely.
That's the price of righteousness in this country and the world. That's the price of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
To suffer the persecution, to be counted among the saints.
Absolutely.
I wonder how many of those who profess Bible Christianity could tolerate the kind of inquisition that these families are suffering, that they've had to put up with for decades. And it's my privilege, my God-given privilege, my constitutional-given privilege, to stand here on this corner with these bereaved people and to tell their story that nobody else will tell.
Yes, sir.
There's plenty of disconnected people that don't know anything about what's really going on who are here to ask questions, but their minds are already made up. They're just here to report on the story. Well, I'm here to tell the truth.
That's right.
The truth not told in the courthouse. Do you know these families have to sit in this court today and listen to the false accusations of their accusers, and they can't even rebut? They can't tell their story. They can't tell it to me without risk of being jailed. What kind of righteousness is that in this country?
This
America that we fought and died for? How can we tolerate this in this country? To have your kids taken from you, and you can't even tell your story? These people are afraid to talk to me this morning. This is an outrage. But the mainstream media gets to cover the story, and it's just an excuse to regurgitate the decade of lies that they told over and over and over to the point they become cliche. And that's how come they convinced this whole community, down here, that these people are cult members. Not a one of them would take the time to go and worship with them. Not a one of them would go and take a boat in one of their houses and live with them. Yet they're free. And they're paid to come down here and repeat the lies that they've been telling for decades. Well, I'm going to tell them the truth. And they can call me a cult member if they want to, but it ain't going down easy, I'll guarantee you. And I thank you for calling in and giving your testimony, which is just like so many others that I've talked to. A life of drugs, a life of promiscuous sex, a life of debauchery, a life of destitution, and living from hand to mouth, and seek help from a giving, sacrificing human being like Tony Alamo, given a bath, given clothes, given a Bible, given a clean place to stay, and a place to educate your kids, and a place to worship, equivalent to the nicest. It's just an outrage what's going on down here. This corner ought to be just filled with people. But I've got a friend, a personal friend that lives in Texarkana, right here in the town that I live in. I befriended him when I began this research. And he's been doing similar research, and he's learned all the things that I've learned. And I talked to him last night. He was one of the first people that I saw when I came here. He was the first person I saw when I came here. You know what he said, Tom? They have no supporters here. Everybody's tired of them putting their gospel tracts on the windshields. Everybody's tired. They believe all the lies. How easy it is to demonize good, decent human beings in this country and then use the courts to make it stick. How injustice like this can occur in this country is beyond human comprehension. And it's a testimony to the spiritual darkness that resides in the average American in this country. You go to your pie-in-the-sky ecumenical Protestant church and you think you're serving the Lord? How many of you would suffer this persecution to keep your mouth shut? You want to be Catholic? Stay in that ecumenical church. Before long, you're going to be taught about the real presence in the communion wafer. Before long, your priest is going to start making that little cross with his thumb on your forehead. Before long, he's going to introduce the rosary, prayer beads. Before long, he's going to start preaching about Mary. He's getting all his stuff from the ecumenical World Council of Churches and National Council of Churches. He's not a preacher any more than that man's a journalist. He's not a preacher. He just regurgitates what he's been told. When the World Council of Churches sends him a packet of sermons, that's what he preaches. What the devil did he go to the seminary for? What does he carry his Bible for if he's just reading somebody else's sermon? Some Jesuit-trained leader at the ecumenical councils trying to slowly but slowly boil the toad to make you Catholic. And that's what's happening in this country. That is what's happening in this country. And until the American people get it in their head what this is really all about, they'll never make rhyme or reason out of this injustice and what's going to come become commonplace in this country. What you're seeing, this persecution of Tony Alamo ministry people, is going to become mainstream public policy in this country. There's going to be Fifth Street Hazels all over this country. And that's just the start. If history is any indication what the future will bring, we're about to see guillotines for these people. We're about to see concentration camps for these people. We're about to see properties taken away from people. They told me about a raid in 1991 when they came in and said, do you own all this stuff in your house? Yeah. Well, let me see the receipts. Because if you don't have a receipt, it's not your property. Do you know that's the law in this country? Do you know that if they walk into your house and they see a toaster on the counter and you don't have a receipt for it, they can take it? Is that the... Listen, we've been reading books on the Inquisition update. That's how they treated the Waldenses. That's how they treated the Serbs in Croatia. And as a matter of fact, that was too time-consuming, too burdensome. So they just dug a trench, pushed them all in, and machine-gunned them down and hired a bulldozer to cover them up. Is that what we're coming to in the United States? Is that what we're going to tolerate in this country? Somebody show me some real substance to the accusations against this family. Somebody show me some real substance about the accusations against Tony Alamo. This place is crawling with cops. This place is crawling with gawkers. There's only a handful of people with peacefully protesting signs standing on this corner. No chanting, no nonsense, just peaceful protest, peaceful demonstration. Does this look like a cult to you? Good gracious. If you could just be here in Texarkana, Texas, sunshine and 40 degrees. Do you live in Texarkana? Then why aren't you here? Because this Inquisition is going to come to your house. Someday they're going to come for your kids. Or unless, of course, you're in an ecumenical Protestant church and becoming Catholic by today, they'll make exception for you. Do you know these families in this courtroom, if they have to go to the bathroom, they have to leave the courtroom, walk down the block, and go into another building, go to the bathroom? Do you know they pass the wand over their bodies checking for guns every time they turn around? But the accusers don't have to suffer any of that. They use the restrooms in the courthouse. They don't get frisked. They don't get searched. They don't have the metal detecting wand passed over their bodies. For all I know, they're serving them dinner. These people are criminal by default. Guilty without charge. Guilty without a trial. Treated like criminals because it looks good. It supports the bogus accusation against Tony Alamo, against this quote-unquote cult. You got cult members in your courtroom. You got to check them for bombs, don't you? Good gravy. The only recipe that these people have is cake recipes. Nobody knows how to make a bomb. They don't even have sport guns. But this is happening in Texarkana, Texas, Texarkana, Arkansas. Nobody cares. Well, they're going to care. They're going to care. Because we're setting a precedent right here today in Texarkana, Arkansas. We're setting a Jesuit Vatican precedent in this country. We're taking them without a fight. All we got to do is accuse them, drag them into court, treat them like criminals, and everybody will say, hey, they must be criminals. They're treating them like them. Are there any kings in this country? It's the honor of kings to search out a matter. Anybody going to take the time to search out this matter? Or are we just going to let these people burn at stake? Is that what we're going to do, America? Is that what we're going to do? You want to know the truth about this Jesuit-controlled government? Go to www.vaticanassassins.org. Go to www.spirituallysmart.com. go to www.toughissues.org. Go to my website. See the videos of these kids, these clean, well-educated, well-behaved kids give the testimony. They weren't abused. They weren't sexually molested. They worked in the post office in the congregation. They were homeschooled. www.inquisitionupdate.org. Watch the videos for yourself. You've got the courage. If you want to know the truth, to learn the courage. Can you handle the truth? It's right there on my website. And while you're at it, once you get done to watching the unedited, uncut videos of those kids, go down there to the bottom where you see the back of Pope Benedict XVI's head. Watch that video, too. It's called Sex Sins in the Vatican. See the cosmic disparity between the way these innocent people are treated just because they don't belong to the Roman Catholic Church. Watch how the pedophile priests in this country are moved from one town to the next, one parish to the next, one state to the next, one country to the next. And if they still have problems, they can't keep their stuff in their pants, they put them up in the Vatican, where the walls are made of gold. But Tony Alamo is a criminal, whether he likes it or not, whether it's truth or not. And so are these parents for criminally bringing up their kids in Tony Alamo's presence. What an aberration of justice that the American people are going to tolerate this. This isn't just about one set of families and one preacher. This is about the whole dang country. We're setting a legal precedent in this country that if we don't put a stop to this, we're all going to suffer. I'm going to suffer. You know, I've been a mainstream Bible-believing Baptist most of my life. I know the Bible almost as good as these people. I worship the same God the same way. They wear better clothes than I do, if that's any measure of perfection in this country. The only thing is, their pastor, that cotton-picking Tony Alamo, has been telling the truth about the Vatican for decades. We just can't tolerate the truth about the Vatican, can we? We can't stand to talk about pedophile priests, can we? No, to take the spotlight off of the 4,500 pedophile priests in this country, we have to make an example out of one Bible-believing Protestant down in Falk, Arkansas. And there's not one stitch of evidence that they come up with. And they gag the families so the families can't tell their side of the story. They have to be comfortable and satisfied with the label cult. There isn't one of them standing here that I wouldn't take home to mama. There isn't one of them here that I wouldn't put behind the pulpit of my own church and let them preach the gospel. There isn't one of them here that I wouldn't let babysit my 12-year-old daughter. But that's not what the court wants to hear. No, that's not what the government wants to hear. They want to hear the lies again. The lies that have told so many times would be repulsive to anybody else. They want to hear them all over again. And this is an outrage that cannot be tolerated any longer in this country. You can kiss your Protestant Constitutional Republic goodbye, and you can hail your new king and Christ, the Pope from Rome, who can't forgive his own sins, let alone yours, who's the head of the pedophile priest pandemic all over this world. Listen, we talk about the 4,500 in this country, not a drop in the bucket. Watch the video on my website, inquisitionupdate.org. Watch the video, see the evidence yourself. But we got to make an example out of one Protestant pastor down in Texas, or down in Arkansas, Texarkana, and we got to splash it all over the news. While we protect all the pedophile priests You know, I got to ask a question. How could DHS have room for one of Alamo's kids? Why aren't they all full of little Catholic kids all over the country who've been subjected to pedophile priests in the confessionals? That's pretty intimate contact, you know. The confessional booth has historically been the place for the sin committed by the Roman Catholic priests. But every one of them, there's one in every community in this country, and every kid has to go and confess his sins, even his naughty ones, even his most secret ones. What do you think that does to a priest who's supposed to be celibate, who's supposed to be chaste, who's racked with the heat that comes common to man? That's why we have a pedophile priest pandemic in this world. And it just can't be so. It's just too outrageous to believe. But we can darn sure believe everything that's said about Tony Alamo, can't we? Are we going to stand for this? Are we going to just go back to the boob tube and pretend it all didn't happen? You got a choice to do that, you know, and most probably will. I wonder who will be doing the Inquisition update when they come for your kids. I wonder who will be doing the Inquisition update and standing on the corner of Hazel and Fifth with a picket sign in his hand, a phone in one ear and a sign in the other, and telling somebody to come defend you. It might not be me, I guarantee you. They're just apt to throw me in jail before the day's over. But they can drive nails, they can drive wedges under my fingernails. The story's going to be the same. I'd take any one of these people home with me. But they'd be better off to stay where they're at in a God-fearing, Bible-believing community, telling the truth and raising their hands to the Lord and praising their Creator and calling a man what he is, destitute of sin, destitute of heart, destitute of spirit, destitute of knowledge of the kingdom. Tony Alamo Ministries is where they put down the flesh, yet they're accused of fleshly things. They're weird, you know. They got to be a cult. We just as well believe what the court's telling us. After all, they run the world, don't they? You can't contradict the court. I mean, we couldn't allow unrighteous courts in this God-fearing country, could we? Could we? I'm telling you. Although the people in this courtroom all believe the lies, and they believe they're doing God's service, they're serving the Pope, and they don't even know it. They're serving this Holy Roman Inquisition